The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to a hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" For at that moment, the sound of your greeting reached my ears. The infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." The Gospel of the Lord. So many beautiful messages on Our Lady of Guadalupe. We'll give you a few. First is Juan Diego would travel about 10 miles. And this was not in a car, okay? But he was walking. And he was 57 years old when most people in Mexico died at 40. That says a lot. So we see in this man, a man of great discipline, of work, of penance. And also, when he would be walking, it would have been very cold. Wouldn't be walking on an American sidewalk either. Rather difficult. Because he was motivated by a very important goal. None of us are going to accomplish anything of great value if we don't have a principle and foundation. We're not motivated by strong goals. And the purpose of him walking was he wanted to keep studying his catechism. And he wanted to go to Mass too. Very important. As adults, we have to keep studying our Catholic faith. One of the strongest thrusts in this parish is teaching children, teenagers, but also adults. But I have to say that one of the biggest neglected groups in the church, we dedicate ourselves to teaching children. They go through 2 years of catechism, confirmation too. What about the adults? Many places the adults don't have any more permanent formation. So they remain stagnant, stymied, like spiritual pygmies, because they don't keep studying their faith. So Juan Diego would go to catechism class, and then after that he would go to Mass. So let's take that as an example, that we keep striving to get to know our faith better and better. Okay, the next point I'd like to underline is that when Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared, there was great tension between the Aztecs and the very few Spaniards. The name of the bishop of the city of Mexico, his name was Fray Juan Zumárraga. And he was very fearful that there was going to be a war in which the Spanish would be eliminated. because the Aztecs were among the most famous or fierce warriors in the world back 500 years ago. So as a result of the coming of Our Lady Guadalupe, she brought these people into peace. Instead of war, there was peace. And even such that there would be intermarriage. So many of the Mexican people today have Aztec blood, but also some Spanish blood. So instead of murdering each other, they would actually fall in love with each other and form families, Catholic families. So Mary produces peace. Peace in our families. If you have a warring family, husband fighting wife, wife fighting husband, children against the parents, parents against the children, as it is with most families today, you have to pray the rosary and consecrate your family to Mary. Now she'll turn an atmosphere of animosity, anger, bitterness, even hatred into love and peace. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, another message is that when Our Lady appears, she appears, as you see on my left, and she is a black ribbon. The black ribbon is what Mexican women would wear when they're pregnant with child. So Mary is the patron of the pro-life cause. She's a patron of the pro-life cause. So let's turn to Mary and pray for our world. Let's pray especially for our country, that abortion once again will be illegal. I think we should pray for that. That we get new Supreme Court justices, that's the way it has to be done. Get the pray that the old pro-choice justices, when they die, eventually they're going to die, that the president, whoever he might be, or she might be, that that person will elect Supreme Court justices that will favor pro-life, and that this country once again will be a country dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Amen? That's George Washington. That's Ben Franklin. That's John Adams. That's our founding fathers in the Constitution said, we are a nation under God, in which we believe in life from the very beginning, liberty, which is following Jesus Christ, and the pursuit of happiness. And true happiness only comes by living a life dedicated to God and obeying the commandments. Another message is that after Our Lady appears, and the image is revealed to the bishop, there are conversions. But the conversion, the massive wave of conversion, did not come until maybe an unknown miracle, probably for most of you. And if you ever go to Mexico and you go to the old church, you got the old church and the new church, you'll see this miracle. And it's this. The Indians were celebrating this great apparition. They were in a joyful, festive mood. And one of them took an arrow and he shot the arrow. The arrow took off and it ended up by cutting the throat of an innocent man, thereby killing him. Now someone said, well, why don't we bring this dead man to the feet of Our Lady Guadalupe and see if she can help this dead man? They decided to do that. So upon touching, the dead man touching the image of Our Lady Guadalupe, he was brought back to life. That was the catalyst. That was the key miracle that brought the massive tsunami, deluge of conversion. There are many other miracles before that, but that was the biggie. That was the biggie. And then, in a matter of a few years, you had millions and millions and millions of converts to Catholicism. 1531. What happened in 1517? Martin Luther. Remember that guy? Not Martin Luther King, but Martin Luther. The Augustinian priest that pounded the thesis on the Wittenberg Cathedral. So you had many Europeans that were leaving the Catholic faith, entering into a wrong faith. It's called Protestantism. But Our Lady Guadalupe ended up, by her presence, converting many, many more millions. Some of you will have heard of Fulton Sheen. He says that if the Muslims are converted, how? Through Our Lady of Fatima. This is Fulton Sheen. Fatima was the daughter of Muhammad. Did you know that? None of you knew that, huh? Fatima was the daughter of Muhammad. And I'm sure none of you are reading the Quran last night. You probably weren't, no? But there are two chapters in the Quran, which is the book of the Muslims, in which the Quran highly praises the Blessed Virgin Mary. So I really believe in Fulton Sheen. He's a saint. He says that the Muslims will be converted. If they are to be converted, it's going to be through the Blessed Virgin Mary. As the Mexicans were converted in millions, so the Muslims can also be converted. But it's going to come through the intercession of Our Lady of Fatima. The other day I was giving a talk to a group of Mexicans. They said, you know why you're Catholics? Because of Our Lady Guadalupe. I said to them, you know why I'm Catholic? Because of Our Lady of the Rosary. I'll tell you why. Shortly after Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared, there was a battle between the Muslims and the Catholics. It's called the famous Battle of Lepanto. The Muslims had the strongest navy and the army in the whole world. This is back in the 16th century. They're waging war against the Catholics. And this was their plan, to sail their ships into the port of Italy, to disembark and to go into Rome and to capture the Pope, what the Muslims want to do today, right? Capture the Pope and then bring their horses and donkeys into the Basilica of St. Peter as an insult to Catholicism and turn St. Peter into a mosque and St. Mary Major into a mosque and St. John Lateran into a mosque. These are all the major basilicas. St. Paul outside the walls into a mosque, St. Lawrence into a mosque, Holy Cross in Jerusalem into a mosque, and to tear down Catholicism and set up not simply Istanbul, but Rome as the center of Islamism. They were going to win. So during the battle, they're winning. And guess what happened? Pope Pius V, who was, by the way, a Dominican, who was the one that promoted the rosary, St. Dominic, he said, hey, we got to pray the rosary. So they prayed rosary after rosary after rosary after rosary after rosary, and the tides turned, and the Christians defeated the Muslims. And guess whose image was in the major ship of the Catholics, the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. But it was a rosary victory. If that did not happen, Europe would have been converted into Islamism. I happen to have European blood, so right now I would be a Muslim. Thanks to Mary, I'm not a Muslim, but I'm a Catholic priest, thanks to Our Lady of the Rosary. Amen? And I think many countries could also say the same thing. During the time of Marcos the Filipinos, you probably all know that. The soldiers were going to kill Catholics, mothers, children. What happened? A lady appeared. And the Muslims, or the warriors turned back, dropped down their arms, and saved these people that were going to be slaughtered. It was through the Blessed Mother. So story after story can be said of the power of the intercession of Our Lady Guadalupe, Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Lourdes, so many wonderful miracles. So today we celebrate Our Lady Guadalupe, and we want to renew our love for the Church, renew our love for Jesus Christ, renew our love and trust to Mary. Tonight we're going to be consecrating hundreds of young people to the Blessed Mother. We're going to be giving them a ring of chastity in honor of Our Lady Guadalupe. So let's pray also especially for our teenagers. That is probably the most vulnerable group in our society, in which they're trying to grab onto them, turn them into bisexuals or transgenders or whatever. The devil is going after our teenagers today. And some of you have teenagers. So let's pray that through Mary's intercession that the battle will be done, will be won. That one day all of us will be a jewel in the crown of the Blessed Mother to praise the Trinity for all eternity. Amen.